Hi guys. Welcome back to our podcast this week.
Oh my god, how have you guys been?
I've been good actually.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah.
Mentally stable,
eating good food. Mm-hmm. Once again today, I'm so excited for this.
I'm so excited.
We've been smelling this for like the past like 20 minutes setting up the camera and everything. Yeah. And I am starving right now.
Yes, so basically it is currently 10:30 a.m. Good morning.
Good morning.
We never film a morning podcast, but when we do, it's because we are in a restaurant.
Yay!
Again.
I'm so excited.
I know.
So
I hope you guys liked the last one because we told you guys that we want to make it a thing. And now we're already at another burger shop in Shibuya. And this place is called
Chillmatic.
Yeah. Super chill. No, but honestly, this like place is so cool. It's like a bar.
Yeah.
So there's only like counter seats. It's very small.
Like you can literally stop by, hop by, and then like grab a burger and then go back to wherever.
Yeah. Like go shopping or whatever.
Yeah.
This is the location too.
Yeah. It's really accessible. It's really close from the station.
And this burger looks really, really
good. This burger looks freaking good. Not gonna lie.
The patty is huge.
Also, the fries look really good. I think what determines a good burger shop is their fries and their buns. And I think their fries are gonna be bomb because look, it's like crispy on the outside.
Yes.
You know what? I'm gonna eat it.
Yes, me too.
Itadakimasu. Mm.
Are you mustard or ketchup? I'm mustard.
Ketchup. Oh my god. Mm. Wait, this is so good. Mm. Oh my god. Oh my god. Mmm. Mm. This is so good. What the heck?
Wow.
Mm. As our friend always says, bomb.com.
Okay, so I hope like the more we do this, the more we'll be better at talking and eating at the same time.
Yeah. We're still very bad at this, so please.
I know. Wait, I'll catch up as well. Damn, this is huge.
This fries.
Oh my god.
Can you comment on the fries? Because it's so
fries
fucking
are so good.
Oh my god.
I also love pickles.
Oh my god.
Wait, what's like a thing that you definitely need in your burger?
Cheese.
Okay, yeah.
Definitely cheese.
Yeah.
I think the buns are very important. I love it when they have sesame on the buns.
Mmm.
I have my cheese.
True.
Mmm.
Pickles.
1000%. I also love tomatoes in burgers, but I think it really depends on the burger. Like, it's not a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say cheese. Beef, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and pickles is like the ultimate.
Mm.
This, by the way, whatever Hina's having, what is this one?
Mm-hmm.
This is the Chillmatic.
I'm having the Chillmatic burger, which comes with a patty and this huge ass bacon.
This sauce, though, it looks so good.
And it has like mustard on the top.
And mine is Philly cheesesteak with like a lot of jalapenos.
Mm, that looks so good.
Which I'm really excited about. Check out the cheese, y'all.
Okay, ready?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Mm. Stop. Oh my god, wait, this is so good.
Oh my fucking god.
Oh my god. Oh my god, the buns are so good. The buns are so crispy.
What is
buns are so crispy.
Buns are so good. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I know, and I literally had like the tiniest burger right
now. This is so good.
Wait, just a minute. I'm gonna put it in here. The buns are so good.
Oh
I can like taste the butter. Can you taste the butter?
Oh my god.
Okay.
Guys.
Yes.
Oh my god.
You have to come here, innit?
Mm.
Yeah. She said it.
Oh my god.
Okay, so as I said, we're going to eat and talk. And today what we're going to talk about is, you know when I'm on TikTok?
Oh my god.
We're on TikTok like 24/7, right?
Yeah.
Because we like it as well as like it's a kind of our job. And we are basically on the same TikTok account. So whatever like... whoever's on it more and whoever's watch time is long on a certain video, we know like that. That's like how we know what the fuck they're watching on TikTok. And that just like keeps showing up on my TikTok. And then
recently,
what keeps coming up is like everything is basically love and relationships related. First of all, like nothing else, no dogs, no food, no fashion, no makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like stupid stuff about like situationships, heartbreaks, how to get a guy, like how to get a guy obsessed with you.
I feel like when I'm on TikTok longer, it's like how to manipulate men. Or it's like toxic traits of a narcissistic man. And then Hina's on it longer and it's like how to get over a situationship.
Stop. Don't expose me. So funny. And other than that, what's on our TikTok is a lot of MBTI stuff. Oh, and a lot of MBTI love and relationships related stuff.
I feel like majority,
because like every time it comes up, like we love like MBTI, we love personality tests, psychological tests, like that kind of shit.
We love psychology. Like I don't say we're good at it, we just love reading shit about it.
We
don't truly believe it though.
Anyways,
but yeah,
so yeah. I wanted to talk about that today because there's some things that I do disagree with when they say this MBTI gets obsessed with people easily,
or there's like rankings, right?
There's different rankings, or like this is the type of love that this certain MBTI wants. Or the way that they think.
So the recent thing I saw, so our MBTI, mine is ESTP.
Mine is ENTP.
Hers is ENTP. And we saw this like MBTI, top three MBTIs that just can't get married. Or that's just not like suited for marriage. Mm-hmm. Third place, ENTP. Second place, ESTP. Mm-hmm. And we were like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, no, we are such marriage material. Mm-hmm. We're such wifey.
Yeah, you know? Wifey material.
Yes. Literally. So I was so confused. And then, there was like top three MBTIs that are hard to get. Number three, ENTP. Number two, ESTP. Oh, really? Yeah. So like, maybe the reason why we can't get married is because like we're always like forever hard to get. Like,
oh, really?
I feel like once you get us, we're like good. Like we're loyal. We're very loving. We will do a lot for you. It's just we choose who to do that to because we give so much. Mm. That is what I thought when I looked at those two rankings. Like it is true that I don't want to be like I'm hard to get, but I think I choose who I like get in a relationship more than my friends, because
you don't get into a relationship, right?
Yeah. Mm. I don't get into a relationship. I choose a lot. Like, there's a lot of factors that I think about when it comes to, like, relationship, like, dating this person. Mm-mm. As opposed to my friends, just, like, because I liked him, I'm dating him, like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just because you, like...
Like, that's when it comes to, like, the topic about relationships where, like, maybe we're too serious.
Right.
Like, maybe we're taking it too seriously.
Yeah.
But, like, even if I am taking it seriously, I'm not really thinking about marriage with this guy. Because marriage is, like, first of all, not in the picture for me, at least at the moment. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not going to get married to this guy. But still, because if I date this guy, I have to, text him. Like, go eat dinner with him. Like, hang out with him. Right? Like, basically but spend your time.
You should want to do that.
Right. But then I think, like, at least for now, for me, I am such a priority within myself that, you know, I don't think I can or want to do that for him. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm doing that for him, I would feel not bad about it, but I would expect him to do the same for me. Or, you know, it's like, why am I doing this?
So it's not like an unconditional love.
Yeah, like it's, yeah.
It's so interesting,
even if it does come out from love and then I like move emotionally, at the end, my logic would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
Like, there's better things to do.
I just think it's so interesting how you think spending time with him is doing something for him and not for you. Because, like, you know, technically it's something for you too. Like, you should want to see him. You should want to spend time with him.
But, like, you know, do you think that too?
I mean, like, it's my waste of my time to see someone no. But if it goes to the point where I don't want to work anymore, I think that's a problem. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so obsessed with this guy. I really want to see him, like, 24/7. I don't even want to work. I just want to be at his place all the time. Mm-hmm. I think that is a problem. And, like, for us, it's kind of possible because we don't go to the office every day. We, like, work from home or we, like, have, like, small meetings, but everything else is online. So, like, you know, it's doable.
Yeah.
We could potentially be with our boyfriend 24/7 if we wanted to. But I think that's, like, low-key red flag for us.
High-key. Also, I just saw a TikTok saying the three MBTIs that are red flags. ESTP, ENTP.
What?
I forget the last one, but I was just so pissed when that came out.
I'm such a green flag. I'm not even kidding. Like,
no, we are.
Right?
Yeah. It's like, we act like we are red flags. Mm-hmm. For content, not gonna lie. Mm. But at the end of the day, I do think we're a walking green flag.
There's no one greener than us. Okay, so I was saying, there was like an MBTI ranking of like top three red flags.
Mm-hmm.
We were in there. And yeah. Then there was like top three green flags.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like ENFP. But I was like, bro.
ENFPs are the biggest red flag, guys.
Like I'm not even... I have so many ENFP friends. Mm-hmm. I love them all. But I just know too many ENFPs that are just like red flags.
They are.
I think they're so good at presenting themselves as green flags, though.
Mm.
That, like... And then I think we're sometimes too honest
mm.
with our feelings, with what we think, with our emotions, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We're, like, so straightforward that mm-hmm. it can come off strong or scary mm-hmm. or, like, too much to some people. Mm-hmm. But isn't that what down to earth means? Like, mm-hmm. isn't that what, like, truth means? Like, isn't that what you guys want in a relationship? A honest communication. See, this is getting me angry because, like, every time mm-hmm. I see those, like, relationship MBTIs, we're just the worst
mm-hmm.
match for anyone, always.
But we are always in the ranking
mm-hmm.
about, like, negative stuff. Like, they can't get married.
Yeah. Red flag.
Red flag, like. They can't get married, they can't get a boyfriend, like who's gonna die alone? like along the lines of those MBTIs, we're literally always in the top three.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, we're also in the top three of making them obsessed with you too.
Mm.
So I think that's, you know, that's kind of what saves us.
That's what's keeping us single.
Right. But you know, like, as much as there's rankings, there's also like what kind of love. Like, what's your style
right.
of love? Mm. Like, how do you approach love? Mm, okay, let's try. Yeah. Let's try you. ESTP.
Okay.
It says you fall in love easily.
I don't. I really don't. I really, really don't. I never fall in love. I never.
Why does it sound like you're, like, defending yourself?
Okay.
Does it scare you when you're in love? Low-key.
No.
Like, do you not like yourself when you're in love?
I feel like I have never actually been in love. Damn. To the point that I think I can die with this person. Isn't that what love is? I don't know. But, like, I mean, obviously, I used to say I love you to my ex-boyfriend, but, like, did I mean it? I mean, yeah, I meant it, but, like...
Sounds bad.
What if there was, like, a gunshot in his face? Am I gonna, like, push him over and put the gun...
Oh, like, would you stand in front of him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would never do that.
See, that's love. That's love. That's what I'm saying. Like, loving somebody is not easy.
Would you do that?
For who?
I mean, I would do it for my family. Would other people do that?
I don't know. But they're saying I love you to their boyfriends and girlfriends. They better. I don't know. But
I can totally imagine ENFPs, like, saying it without even meaning it.
Yeah, and then they're not gonna do it, right?
Oh, yeah.
No offense. No offense, but, like...
They're so not... It's literally, like the Netflix show that we were watching when, like, there was, like, a huge cliff. Mm-hmm. And then you guys are both gonna jump.
Because
it was dangerous, though. But the other dude was like, hey, let's jump. And then the other guy is like, it's really high, but okay. And then mm-hmm. they go 1, 2, 3. And the guy who suggested it didn't jump. That's such an ENFP. And the guy who jumps is us.
Yeah. Like... We're so serious when we say I love you. We love you. You know what I mean? Like, we're not joking.
Right?
Like, when I say I love you, I'm ready to take the bullet for you.
Damn. Oh, really?
I don't
know. But I think that's the difference between you and I.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can say it quickly.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Love is a strong word for me.
Mm.
But even if it's just like I like him, I might like him, I just don't fall for people easily. Like, last time I broke up with my boyfriend was like 2.5 years ago. And like since then I've had like, oh, I think he's cute, like crushes,
yeah,
but like falling for someone is another thing. Like I don't like, you don't either, but like I don't either.
Yeah, true. We usually don't, because we usually just like friend zone the guy because we're not like really looking for anything.
We're so realistic, I think.
Mm. Like, at least for now, like, unfortunately, well, not unfortunate, but the reason is because I think work comes first. And, like, you know, I want to keep the relationship. If it's a good guy, I definitely want to keep the friendship, you know.
You know how we were saying that?
Yeah.
For, like, the longest time?
Mm-hmm.
how we were saying, work is our priority, and that is why we want to keep the friendship with the people that we meet through work, blah, 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 blah. We're saying all that kind of stuff, right? Recently, I think I realized, or our friend told us.
Is it bullshit?
No. Our friend told us that it's not that there's so many guys that will let you put your work first. Mm-hmm. There's so many guys who will respect you for what you do and let you do whatever you do. Mm-hmm. It's just that you're not interested. He told me, you're not interested in someone who is willing to do that for you. Mm-hmm. You're not interested in a very stable, calm, like, over, like, welcoming guy who's ready to, like, sit back and wait until you come home from work. Like, you know, we're not interested in that kind of person. I'm interested in someone who's also grinding, who's also, like, trying different things, new things, like, trying to, like, grow their business or whatever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even have to be business, like, if it's, like, sports or music or whatever. But, like, that's the kind of person that we're attracted to. Mm-hmm. And, like, if that person is busy and if you're also busy, I guess it comes down to if you guys can, like, you know, make the time to see each other. But I think that's more of the problem. Like, the fact that you're not interested in a guy who's accepting is the problem.
So we like red flags.
Right. But you know what? You know how we say we're green flags? And we truly believe that, you know? Mm-mm. So I think the guys who we think are the red flags are actually the green flags.
But I think, like, for me, it's like, I truly don't believe that at this age, mm-hmm. the guy that I meet is mm-hmm. going to be the guy that I'm going to get married to. Which means that I know that there's going to be a breakup.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that means there's definitely going to be an end to this relationship.
Why are you going into the relationship thinking it's going to end, though? Like, what is there's no what ifs?
No. Why? Because if I'm going to be with him forever,
yeah,
that includes marriage and
yeah.
kids
yeah.
with him.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could do that.
Yet.
Yet.
But what if you meet him now and you marry him, like, I don't know, 10 years from now?
Yeah, but, like, I just don't believe in that. Like...
But, like, can I feel like, please? Okay, like, we always talk about manifesting. I'm not telling you to manifest this, but, like, this is a mindset thing where because you're thinking like that.
Yeah.
So, like, guys who's, like, not capable of being in a marriage is also coming to you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, mm. you're calling those people who are basically red flags because you are attracting red flags because that's what you're, like, subconsciously looking for. Mm. Because you're thinking, I have to break up with this guy. I have to break up with this guy.
I'm not saying I have to.
But, like, you're saying there's going to be definitely a breakup if you're not going to marry this person, right? Mm-hmm. And you're not thinking about marriage right now. Hence, you're definitely going to break up with this person, right?
Mm.
So, like...
It's just hard to believe that it's going to last for a long time.
At what age are you trying to get married, mm. by the way?
Like 30.
Right. So, you're turning 25 this year.
Can you... This is, like, the third time you've mentioned that in the podcast.
It's fine.
Okay, yes.
Right?
Keep going.
Let's say you meet someone this year. Mm-hmm. You start dating them for, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
27.
Yeah.
And he proposed to you. He proposed.
Mm-hmm.
You said yes. Engagement goes on for, like, a year. You're 28.
Yeah.
Marriage happens, like, the year after. You're 29. Like, it's not that early.
Right.
Like, just date him for 3 years and you're 30. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. No. Life is short. Or shorter than we think. So, like, I agree with you 100%. Marriage is, like, not... This is not the time to get married.
Yeah.
100%. But... You could already meet someone that you're gonna get married to right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
you
know yeah, yeah. See, that scares me. Like, that I think that...
I think you just can't scared. Deal.
Like, I can't. Like, I can't. Because...
You have, like, this, like, I don't know, like, anti... What is this called?
Anti-adulting.
Yeah. She has this thing where she doesn't want to grow up. I mean, I don't want to either.
Don't want to. Well, I've said this before, but I think Meg was born to be an adult. Like, she has been an adult since she was, like, 5. You know what I mean?
Like, she
loves, like, being the leader. Like, she loves being the mom in the group. Like, she loves talking to adults more than kids. Like, she's that person.
Right.
And I think she's, like, finally getting to the age that you are mentally.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for me...
Are you way past it?
I'm so past it. And every day I dread... I mean, as much as I am so grateful that I am living...
Yeah.
I dread that I'm getting older and older every day.
Right. It's so funny, though, because, like, every time we go to, like, the snack section at a supermarket or, like, a grocery store and there's, like, candies, right? And there's, like, small children with their moms... Like, choosing one candy. And she's like, oh my gosh, she's gonna take mine. Or like, oh my god, look at that child getting all the candy from the mom's money. Like, she's a child. Like, she's equally treating them as her enemy, as her opponent. It's so funny.
I hate when the girls are, like, being, like, all cute to, like, their dad. Like, bitch, like, what do you... And it works.
So they actually, they had, like, the little, like, wow. Little cute dress she's with, like ribbons.
Like, bitch.
It's because she can't do it anymore.
Sad.
But, yeah. So, I think...
Yeah, I know. I need to practice adulting.
You have a thing against growing up.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I do.
Yeah. That's that.
So basically, I was saying you fall in love easily. Mm. So that also comes with you fall in love hard, but you get out of it very easily too.
Who, me?
Yes, you. True or not true?
True.
You get out of it very easily.
Yeah.
You don't need like a long, no. like dreadful few months after the breakup.
Oh my God. No.
No. Okay.
Yeah. If I love this person 100%, the more I love that person, the shorter it is going to be for me to get over this guy.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It also says that you like to be very, very straightforward.
Very, very straightforward. I don't know if it says on that thing, but I also like so small random gifts.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Tika. So I would be a good boyfriend.
Yeah.
For you. You said yeah.
No.
Would never date me.
Yeah, I wouldn't, but like...
Because I'm looking
at
that.
Only at that perspective.
I would do that.
I know. I know you would do that, but what I don't like, Tika. The thing about Hina is that she would do it, right? She would do these things for me. And she's waiting with this smirk on her face. Look what I did for you. Are you happy? She's waiting for the. Oh my God.
Because I want to see them be happy.
I know. I am.
That makes me happy that I made them happy.
But it's like she looks happier than I do, even before she even gives it to me. So I don't know, but I know something is coming. She's like.
Like, that's why I am such a gift giver. Or, like, I think I'm a good gift giver.
Yeah.
Because I think I really know what they want. Mm-hmm. Or really good at thinking of ideas that might make them happy. Mm. That's why I love surprising people. Mm. Or thinking about things like that.
Right.
But I also love surprises.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad that I will never be able to do a good as a surprise for someone else. Do something like that for me.
Right.
I mean, at least I haven't
met. You never know. Yeah, not
never
yet.
Never know, but... Yeah, so, you know, since we've met, I've been giving her... I do, right? I do.
You do?
Right?
I think so.
She cannot think.
No, yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. And, like, I used to do that for my ex-boyfriend. Like, mm-hmm. if there's something that he likes or he said that he wanted, you know, so even if it's something... Or, like, I like to remember things about people.
Yeah.
Whether it's, like, just they, like, slipped out the fact that they're into eating cookies recently. Mm. Like, I'll remember that. And then I'll, like, the week after, I'll be, like, you know, there's this really good cookie shop.
Yeah.
And then I'll bring him the cookies.
Mm.
You know, like, I'll do that kind of stuff.
Right.
Because that makes me happy to see him happy that I did that for him.
Right.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. So what I really didn't like about my ex-boyfriend is that he gave me like a typical girlfriend material gift.
Mm.
Like superficial, like.
Natsukashi.
Everyone wants, every girl would want a fluffy sock. Every girl would want a pink mug.
Like,
you know?
It's not necessarily for
me.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, if it's like Valentine's, he's getting me flowers and chocolate and that's basic, I don't care.
Yeah.
But it's like birthday gifts or like those small gifts never happened with my ex either. Like daily basis gifts, it just didn't happen. So I was always like, about that.
Mm. That is so all. Creative. Unbelievable. But you were too.
I was too.
You were pretty creative.
I had time.
Yeah, definitely. Then. I had time. I didn't have money, but at least I had time, so I would make something.
Yeah. I used to write letters all the time.
Letters. Wow. Yeah.
Love letters.
Okay. ENTP.
Mm-hmm.
This comes up so much for like ENTP personality person. But they keep saying, I fall in love at first sight.
Interesting.
Which I never, like, thought that about myself. Because, like, I feel like people who know that they are, they always say it. But I never thought that about myself. I don't see myself as a love at first sight kind of person. Although I do have so many, like, everyday encounters thinking, oh, that guy's cute.
Yeah. Like, whenever we go to, like, a big gathering, there would at least be one guy that she, like, chooses. Like, she chooses one guy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even choose. Like, she chooses her favorite. Like, usually it's just humans, you know, and we didn't talk to majority of the people at the you know. And then yeah, if there's models, influencers, they're good looking guys, but like, mm-hmm. they're all fairly good looking.
Yeah.
But then she's like, which one was your favorite? So I'd be like, favorite? I don't know. But maybe that comes from like her falling in love at first sight. She always has her favorite one. Don't you think so?
I have to communicate that as well to you.
Oh my god, yeah. Always.
I can't just keep it within myself.
Oh my god, Meg, look. He's right there. Oh my god, Meg, look. Don't look, but look.
I always say that. I realized that I have to say that before I say that.
Yeah.
I have, like, because I usually am like, there's a really cute guy over there, blah, blah, blah. And then you'll be looking, and then I'll be like, but don't look. But she's already looking. So I have to be like, okay, don't look, but
please practice that.
But usually I just, like, end just, you know, gazing at him, thinking he's cute, and that's that.
But you know when we first took the MBTI test and you got ENTP?
Yeah.
Like, we take it over and over again. We keep on getting the same thing.
Yeah.
First thing she got was ENTP, and it's like the title is debater or something, mm-hmm. you know, who likes to discuss, argue. Mm-hmm. And you were like, no, I'm not. I hate arguing.
Yeah.
I hate debating. I'm not even good at it.
Yeah.
But then it's like the more you like read about what the debater is about, it's so her. Like, she loves to like fight. Like,
that sounds so bad.
When it's about something she doesn't care, she doesn't fight back. But then she's also not listening. That's why she's not fighting back.
Mm.
Like, she's literally, like, I would be giving her, like, a 1 hour speech and she would listen to me because she's not listening. Like, you know what I mean? She's good at that. She's good at doing this. So, like, if she's not interested, she would just let it flow. But if it's, like, something that triggers her or something that, like, excites her or something that, like, she has an opinion about, she will speak up. And if it becomes a battle, like, there's, like, a win or lose situation, she will not lose. Like, she refuses. Like, we were just talking about this. How she was like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. She was recently.
Stop.
See, she's stopping me. You know why? Because she lost.
Shut
up.
I didn't, by the way, guys. But I also didn't know that I was, I didn't like losing that much.
No, we all knew that. Oh my god, what do you mean? Everyone knows that. Everyone knows you can't lose. What are you talking about?
But yeah, but I feel like I became a little bit mature in a sense that I know when to not fight. Like, when I think that I need to be the bigger person and I need to just step back, because I know that if I fight back,
mm-hmm.
they're definitely gonna get even more angry, or like that's gonna trigger them.
Right.
And they're gonna say shit to me.
Right.
So that's when I'm like, okay, this is like not worth my time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not gonna change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the kind of person they are. So I'm just gonna step back.
Yeah. But like, in general, I think you love discussions. You love asking why. You
love
trying to get like the answer out of everything. When sometimes there's no answer, you know, there's no like this, like the reason why he did this. There's no reason why this happened. But she would always be like, why?
Yeah, so that makes me think I am a T. Like, I'm always looking for a logical answer.
Right. Yeah, which
like,
you are.
I need to know why everything is the way that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need to understand that.
Right. I understand.
And it's so funny because she just does not care.
I do not care.
She does not care.
We're like the polar opposites. I really don't care. I really don't care. As much as I'm very logical.
Yeah.
I don't care about the logic behind why someone feels this way.
Mm.
I will accept that feeling as is.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not going to feel it with that person.
Yeah.
So let's say there's like a person crying, right?
Mm-hmm.
An emotional F person, I think, would cry with them or be like, oh, are you okay? What's mm-hmm. wrong? Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, still crying. And then they'll try again. Like, what's going on? Are you okay?
Mm.
You know? And then you, I think you would, like, you wouldn't really ask what's going on. Are you okay? It's more like, why are you crying?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that making you sad?
Yeah,
Who do I kill?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of vibe. For me, I would ask, are you okay?
Mm.
And this person doesn't answer. Do you want me to leave you alone? This person doesn't answer. I'm going to leave this person alone. Like, personal space, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to assume that this person wants personal space. Leave the crying to that person. Because it's going to pass over time, and I know it.
But that's not the point.
This person will get over it at one point. It's not that big of a deal. It's
really just not want you to be my mom. I did not want you as a mother.
Well, that's why I'm getting a boy and not a girl. I mean, I'm not saying boys aren't emotional, but like, you know.
I would feel unloved.
Oh my God.
So
so annoying. No, I mean, if it's a child, like a children, of course I'm gonna try.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. But if it's like a, you know, like an adult, like a full-grown adult crying, like sobbing his shit out, I'm gonna be like, are you okay, good bro? Like,
yeah. Honestly, like whenever that kind of shit happens, I never ask, are you okay? Unless I know that that kind of person wants me to really, really just ask if right. they're okay.
Yeah.
If I fully know that, then I'll be like, are you okay? Like, it's okay. Like, or like rub her back and shit, you know? Like, I'll do whatever yeah, yeah. she needs me to do.
Yeah.
But usually I would be like, what happened? Like,
who did this to you?
Yeah, yeah, literally. Let me go fight that bitch for you. Just tell me who and what and where he is.
Yeah, literally. Like, I will do it for you. I will kick his ass.
I will. I definitely will. Yeah. Because I'm down.
I'm down.
I'm so down.
I want to fight.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, in the MBTI personality test, there's a question that says, you like to watch arguments or you like to watch people fight?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember there's a question like that?
Oh, like in the,
do you like seeing people
yeah,
argue?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I remember.
And then I always was thinking, like, what the fuck is this question? Like, mm-hmm. that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
So I think I did, like, neutral or something. Mm. But I think I recently realized that I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I want to fight, though. Like, I don't want to watch. I want to join.
Right. Yeah. But still, like, it's like, ooh, there's, like, tension. There's drama. Like, give me the tea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. See, I,
like, that doesn't make that. Me sad mm-hmm. or that doesn't anxious. Make me feel anxious.
It's but like, it makes you feel a certain type of way.
Yeah. Like, damn, like, what's going on? Like, right. I want to watch.
For me, I really don't want to be involved if I'm not the one fighting.
Mm, like, you do not care.
Like, if my friend gets cheated on by this guy, I'm gonna go fight this guy.
Yeah.
But, like, if there's, like, you know, if my friend couple is fighting,
yeah,
I don't want to watch that.
Yeah, true.
I will hear about it later, but, you know.
If our friend couple fighting at the dinner table, I'd be like, okay, you talk first. Stop, don't talk.
You're like your the therapist.
First, go.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, now you shut up. And then
she loves the being like the judge of the debate.
And then you go next. And that makes me feel so happy that they're like arguing or whatever, but I don't have to be in it and I can just watch it.
And like, then they're
I can
like
be a part of it, but I'm not a part of it.
They're like low-key listening to you, like yeah, you yeah. talk first and then he stays quiet.
Yeah, like they actually listen to me and I'm like, yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, okay. See, this is why it's important to, like, you know, listen to each other, because there's some things that you guys didn't understand emotionally.
And then what if they, like, you know, make up and then just leave you because they're back to friends?
I'd be like, again. Why are you leaving me? You guys just got back together because of me. Where's my thank you?
Oh my God. That's so funny.
That is so funny. Oh, but, you know, it says that both of our MBTIs just really fall in love easily or mm-hmm. quickly and get out of it easily.
It's like a guy.
Yeah.
Isn't that like what guys are? But I think I grow into that person. Like,
yeah.
The I more think, I get to know that person, yeah. I like that person. Obviously. True. I think I'm more of that type than someone who I start from 100 and like minus janakte. I start from like 0 and then I build
that's
up.
That's good.
It's me, I think.
Because I think I start from 100. And then it's like, I recently realized that the more I get to know this person,
yeah,
the more I'm like, I don't want to say uninterested,
mm-hmm.
but like, there's so many times where I think, oh, he's not what I thought he was.
Mm.
So when I like meet them for the first time or the first couple of times, I think I just create this like idea of this person
because
I think I understand people so well or something.
Yeah,
I don't know, but. I'm just like, okay, so he's this kind of person, so he probably thinks like this.
Mm.
And then when he doesn't meet those expectations,
mm-hmm.
or he does something like super negative or mean or, you know, something that I was just not expecting,
yeah.
I'd be like, damn, okay, this is not who I thought he was.
Mm.
And then I think those, like, that perspective of mine just keeps making it pile up, like, make it seem worse than it actually is because I had that expectation.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel so uninterested in him at the end.
Mm. That's so sad.
I know.
But you're never losing interest in me. Like, I've been with you for 7 fucking years. Right. And you're still interested. Like, you laugh at the same thing over and over and over again. You know what I mean?
I literally still, like, every probably like twice a month or something, there's like some photos of her that's like 自己写ね? もうやばい、もうめ、めぐのやばい写真とかが I like to like search it up and like look at it. And it just makes me laugh so much.
So mean. She's, yeah. I don't think it's true. I think maybe like the level of expectation is different. Like you expect a lot from the guy more than you expect from me. Or like
I think I already know you.
Right.
You don't surprise me.
Right.
In a good way.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I know what I'm expecting.
Like I don't surprise you negatively either, right?
Yeah. Like if I have something on my mind that I'm being anxious about and I talk to you about it and I can already feel how you're gonna react to me. Mm. Like if you're gonna talk to me seriously or you're just gonna be like hi and I know.
She always says it. I know.
I know. I just need to let it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for me, it says that I'm interested in guys who are not like me.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's so hard. But I feel like it says, they say that it's better for you to be with someone that's not like you more than to be with someone like you. Like it tends to last longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were also saying, this was like a guy on TikTok, but he was saying like, in general, guys love you the most when he first like has a crush on you, right? That's like his peak. And it's just gonna decline. And that's something that you just can't like, you know, change.
Yeah.
And he was saying that's why if he's not the first one to like you romantically, rather it's like the way you look or your intelligence or your personality or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if he's not the first one to fall, like there's no way he's gonna exceed the amount of your love. Like he always has to like you first because it's gonna decline anyways. But he was like, how do you expect him 2 months after dating if he didn't like you first? Like it's gonna be so low, mitaina. And I was like, that's so rude.
That is so rude. What the heck? Is that true, guys?
I don't know. I hope it's not true. But like, it's not true. Yeah. So I guess to conclude this episode, I would like to say that we are red flags that are actually green flags. And we are...
That sounds like such a what a red flag would say.
Shut up. And we are such a wifey material that people think that we can't get married to, but we are just choosing.
We are just choosing not to.
So,
thank you.
Yes. ENTPs and ESTPs out there, you guys are on our team and we love you and we support you.
Yes. And we are very protective of our people. Yes. So if you guys ever need any help.
Yes.
If a guy is literally like, you know, being so mean, like being so rude, disrespectful, just hit us up and we'll be there to, you know,
drop like questions or comments or like what you guys want us to talk about in our pod too in the comments.
Look at our pose.
So bossy. Drop a comment,
you know, like in high school I would get so many comments, you're so bossy. You too, right? Didn't people call you bossy?
I was the bossy. But that was when I was in elementary, not high school.
Oh, okay.
But I was bossy in elementary.
Yeah, I was pretty bossy.
I was also a tattletale in elementary. Just everything you imagine us to be, we are that. So
yes.
Love you guys and thank you guys so much for watching.
Yes, and thank you guys so much for listening. See you next week.
Bye.